It's 78 degrees in Nashville. Another hot and humid day, but also a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Toll lanes on I-24 have been the topic of discussion during Tennessee Department of Transportation's open house meetings this week. The privately funded project aims to add two so-called choice lanes in both directions between Nashville and Murfreesboro. Drivers could pay to use them, and the price would fluctuate depending on how bad the traffic is. Nashville State Representative John Ray Clemens opposes the project. He asked the state comptroller to investigate the procurement process just months before the state granted a 50-year contract worth nearly $10 billion. TDOT's chief of staff left to work for the winning company.
There's really no explanation for toll lanes. If you're not going to solve traffic congestion, all you're doing is putting more money in the pockets of billionaires and taking it out of the bank accounts of working families in Tennessee and without solving a problem. I mean, when there's other options.
Clemens favors mass transit, but if not that, he opposes privatization. On our midday show, This is Nashville, he called to suspend the state's pay-as-you-go policy for construction and start issuing bonds to pay for the backlog of road projects. The city of Oak Hill and a neighborhood group in Creve Hall are suing over flight paths. They're taking the Federal Aviation Administration to court over persistent noise caused by changes at Nashville International Airport. The lawsuit says neighbors noticed an increase in the noise generated when the FAA added more departures. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.